epic story of humanity leaked via the thrilling creation of woman. If you want to discover the story of humanity, uncover the figurative meaning of the creation of woman.
If you listen to Sam, you will hear the explanation.
After renewing Earth, God created the first human. He then planted a garden and put the man in the garden. Only after that does God create the woman from the side of the man, who reacts by saying, "She was taken out of man." The conclusion of Genesis 2 is the enigmatic statement, "They were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." Have you ever wondered about these strange events, and even more, about their chronology? For instance, why didn't God create woman and then put the couple in the garden together? Why does God command the man alone to eat of the tree of life, and not the tree that leads to death? It's so essential, you'd think he'd address both the male and female about this crucial point, about which Eve was deceived. Why does the woman come out of the man when both are in the image of God? Genesis 1:27. These verses are the first 5 minutes of God's plan for the story of humankind. The words, events, and sequences have figurative meanings. The major clue is, "And it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit." The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. 1 Corinthians 15:45 and 47. The figurative story of humanity is a prophecy portraying the ultimate goal of humans. The meaning of the creation of woman narrative in the story of humanity. Adam represents Christ. He is outside God's garden, his home and headquarters. Referred to as, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." John 14:2. Through Christ's crucifixion and resurrection, he is the firstborn, alone in God's house for now. The woman prophesies the assembly of saints, the ecclesia, which Christ founded on the day of Pentecost, when he was already in his Father's house, in the garden, sitting at his right-hand side. Hebrews 12, verses 22 and 23. "You will come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn." The man leaving his family is Christ leaving his father to marry his wife, the Lamb's bride, Revelation 21, verse 9, to be one flesh in a total spiritual union. Naked in shame in Hebrew means clean-minded and not confused in the garden. The explanation has written extensively about each of these steps in Origin of Woman. Story of humanity in the name Eve. Naming Eve in Genesis 3:20 presses home the meaning of life. This verse immediately follows after God pronounces the imminence of the man and woman's death. The question is, how does God's plan continue? How can you save humans from death? "Death, death, you shall surely die," Genesis 2:17, "if you eat of the forbidden tree." How does God redeem them? Eve's name is associated with a story of redemption, how humans follow a trajectory from death to life. And Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. Strong's H2416 in Genesis 3:20. The one word living sums up the story of humanity. Only biblical Hebrew reveals the story of humanity. Strong's H2416, Chai, from H2421, Chaya. H2421, Chaya, a primitive root, to live or to revive. KJV translation, keep, make alive, give life, live, nourish up, preserve, quicken, recover, repair, restore to life, revive, save, be whole. The story of humanity in the Hebrew root of Eve, life. The root of the name Eve epitomizes the entirety of God's intention for humanity, particularly following the eating of the forbidden fruit. Below, I have reordered the list of Strong's KJV translations to show you the progressive nature of the steps to take humans through their physical and spiritual lifespan into eternal life. Life in God's family. Let's arrange the translations below to reveal God's full story of humanity. The following is a very brief overview of God's plan. You might not be aware of some of the steps, but they're all there. Study and Bible corroboration make this evident. First translation, give life, physical birth. Save alive, preserve alive, during this lifetime until we return to dust. Revive, make alive, resurrection for the multitude in Ezekiel 37, for example. Recover, repair, restore, healing of broken bodies and especially minds. Nourish up, role of the church to spiritually feed the flock. Quicken, resurrection to eternal life. Be whole, the ultimate goal of spiritual peace and prosperity in God's family. It is not, and never was, God's intention to leave humans in a state of despair, abandonment, and even death. As we've seen, humans hid from their Maker in the trees in the Garden of Eden. The story of humanity is the restoration of the relationship God had with Adam and Eve in the beginning. Many Bible contexts bear witness to this, and I leave that study up to you. One such passage is in Isaiah 57, verses 15 through 19. For thus says the High and Lofty One that inhabits eternity, whose name is Holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive, Strong's H2421, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive, again, H2421, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. For I will not contend forever, neither will I be always wroth, for the spirit should fail before me, and the souls which I have made. For the iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth, and smote him. I hid me, and was wroth, and he went on frowardly in the way of his heart. I have seen his ways, and will heal him. I will lead him also and restore, H7999 from Shalom. and restore comforts, H 5750 from Noah, and restore comforts to him and to his mourners. I create, H 1254, bara. God has not yet finished creation. He continues to create. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to him that is far off, and to him that is near, says the Lord, and I will heal them. God intends to revive, H 2421, to bring about circumstances so that humankind learns to have a spirit of humility and contrition. He will heal, lead, restore, and comfort. All the implications are included in the meaning of the name Eve. Notice why humanity upsets God, going on frowardly in the way of his heart. That's reprobate. The continued eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Humankind making their own decisions regardless of God. Because of humanity's iniquity of his covetousness, God hides himself from humans. This hiding refers to putting humans out of the Garden of Eden. We'll see why, but remember, God has put a veil between himself and humanity, because humans hid themselves from God first. Humankind obliged God to erect a barrier, as we shall understand in the next chapters. This barrier will fall, as God says in verse 16, I will not contend forever. But in the meantime, there are thorny times because of man's iniquity and covetousness. This world is a time of sorrow in socialization and rulership. We are thrashing and flailing around, applying our wisdom to find solutions. Thankfully, verse 19 follows this calamity with the creation of peace and healing for those near and far, all of humankind, all of the living, of which Eve is the mother. In a nutshell, we have a summary of the whole puzzle climaxing in that peace and prosperity, so desired, but so distant from humankind. The woman Eve in the story of humanity is much more than a name. She is the life giver, even more than just living. It should be a life of peace and physical and mental prosperity. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. Eve is the knowledge that healing, restoration, and comfort are on the way for all her children. Join the Value for Value Bible course to reach the God-intended meaning of Scripture based on 7 keys to master Biblical Hebrew with no fuss. TheExplanation.com/challenge. Thanks for watching. Watch this video now of the next chapter of Transform Your Mind, Upgrade Your Life.